This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. A vigil was held in Miami, Florida last night for the dead and missing from last week's condo building collapse.
When we venture to these unthinkable times, cherished memories and love, may they grow inside your heart.
Martin Langesfeld is among those waiting for news about his loved ones. He said his sister Nicole and brother-in-law were married only 5 months ago.
There's hope. I really believe the miracles do happen. Things like this have happened around the world, and forces, Israeli forces, Mexican forces, the best teams are on this mission right now, and I truly believe.
The work to recover the bodies or rescue those maybe still alive has been deliberate and treacherous. Rescue expert Jeff Saunders with the Texas A&M Task Force says when to switch from rescue to recovery is not based on time, but on information.
Information that's coming back from the canines, from the acoustic listening devices, and all of those other indicators that they're still viable and survivors still on the pile.
Just two additional bodies were found on Monday, raising the count of confirmed dead to 11. The U.S. military, under the direction of President Joe Biden, conducted airstrikes against what it said were facilities used by Iran-backed militia groups near the border between Iraq and Syria. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We have been very clear, the president has been very clear throughout, that we will act to protect U.S. personnel. And given these ongoing attacks that you referred to by Iran-backed groups targeting our interests in Iraq.
This is VOA News. The coronavirus pandemic, climate change, and food security are on the agenda today as foreign ministers from the G20 group of nations meet in Italy. The talks in the city of Matera represent the first time the ministers are gathering in person since 2019. The U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that the purpose is to bring the pandemic to an end. We must get more vaccine to more places. The Secretary of State also highlighted U.S. contributions to the COVAX dose-sharing facility to get supplies of COVID-19 vaccines to low- and middle-income countries and praised Italy for making the pandemic a focus of Tuesday's meetings. As the U.S. works on its military withdrawal from Afghanistan, members of the global coalition fighting the Islamic State group met yesterday to chart future steps against the extremist group. The meeting came just a day after the U.S. launched airstrikes against Iran-backed militias near the Iraq-Syria border. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Italian Foreign Minister Luigi Di Maio co-chaired the gathering of senior officials, taking stock of current efforts to ensure the complete defeat of Islamic State. Independent researchers say the military takeover in Myanmar has given the junta full control of the country's lucrative and conflict-ridden jade mining. Now, that control gives the junta the mining profits and leverage for consolidating power. Research group Global Witness also says in its new report that fighting has flared around mines in remote Kachin State, worsening instability in the region bordering China. Good news on the immigration front at the U.S. southern border. Tim McGuire has this report from Associated Press.
There's been a dramatic drop in the number of migrant children housed at the government's largest emergency shelter. Last month, some 4,800 boys and girls who crossed the U.S. border with Mexico alone were housed at an emergency facility at Fort Bliss, Texas. Since then, that number has dropped to 790 boys only as of Monday. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra says all the girls have either been reunited with relatives in the U.S., with sponsors such as family friends, or licensed facilities in other parts of the country. The administration drew sharp criticism from child welfare advocates in May and the 1st of June for its handling of the record number of unaccompanied children crossing the border. Despite the improvements, the secretary is urging Congress to fix what he calls a broken immigration system. I'm Tim McGuire.
And the UN Human Rights Chief is urging countries worldwide to do more to help end discrimination, violence, and systemic racism against people of African descent, including reparations. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.